give him a big Harry ball and oral reception for the next hour and a bit. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. During the class, shall we turn this off, this waterfall?
Yes, sir. Good night, have you turned it
off? Om Agyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yataparikamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivashakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I'll just comment on this song which we sang. Song by Narottam Das Thakur. He sings, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Toma Bina Ke Dayalo Jagata Sangsar. He prays that Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please be merciful to me. Who can be more merciful in the whole world than you? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna the most merciful in an even more merciful form. Then he says, Potita pavana hetu tava avata mosama potita prabhu na paibeya. He says that you have come particularly to uplift and save the fallen, and I am the most fallen. You won't find anyone more fallen than me. Then he prays, Ha Ha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. He's calling out to Lord Nityananda. Nityananda means, who is always blissful. And what is that bliss? Premananda Sukhi. He's always happy in the spiritual bliss of love of Krishna. Ha Ha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. Kipabalo Kanakoro, Ami Boro Dukhi. You are always happy, but I am always miserable. He's taking the position of a conditioned soul who is miserable in this world. So he says, please give me the glance of your mercy. Just look at me kindly. Then I can also be blessed by your mercy. Daya karo sita apati advaita goshai. Tava kripa bale pai chaitanya nitai. Then he's also praying for the mercy of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Those of you who are somewhat familiar with our Vaishnava philosophy will know these names. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu. Those of you who aren't, well, please keep on coming and you'll gradually get to know. To explain all this now is a big job. Anyway, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, you can see his picture here with the beard. He's also praying, please be merciful to me, Advaita Goshai, by your mercy I can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Then, ha ha swarup sanatana rupa raghunath vata juga shri jivaha prabhu lokanath. He's praying. Then Narottam Das is praying for the mercy of all the great acharyas and devotees who are followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damoda, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and his own Gurudev, Lokanath Goswami. And he also prays for the mercy of Srinivas Acharya, who is his friend and contemporary, that Daya Karo Sri Acharya, Prabhu Srinivas, Pratana Kore Shadana Rotamodas. In this way, he says, I am always praying for your mercy. And it's this particular point that I wanted to discuss. How Narottam Das, a great acharya, fully wrapped in love of Krishna, very, very great devotee, he composed so many beautiful songs expressing his longing feelings to be situated in love of Krishna, overflowing with love of Krishna, and he spread love of Krishna all over Bengal, Assam, Manipur, all these different places through his disciples. But his mood is one of always praying for the mercy of the great acharyas, the great devotees of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. So this mood, this is the mood of a devotee. What is his feeling? He's always praying for the mercy of the great acharyas. So this is the humility of a devotee. He always feels himself completely incapable. It's exactly the opposite to the feeling of a demoniac non-devotee who feels Ishvaraham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. A non-devotee, or especially a very demoniac person, thinks that I'm in control. Don't worry, I'm here, everything's under control. I am the enjoyer. I'm siddhoham. I'm fine. No problems. Everything's fine. I know how to do everything. I'm very powerful. I'm very happy in my material position. But Narottam Das, he feels, even though he's situated in pure blissful love of Godhead, he feels himself very incapable, very miserable. This is an enigma, that a devotee who's situated in blissful love of Krishna, he feels, I haven't got any love of Krishna, and I'm simply miserably situated in this material world. And he's always feeling himself completely dependent on the mercy of Krishna and his devotees. So this is the symptom of a great devotee. He's very capable. You see, in Narottam Das, he spread Krishna consciousness very widely, a great acharya. But he always feels himself dependent on the mercy of others, and that means of Krishna and his devotees. And he's always praying for that mercy. Even though he's very powerful, he's powerful with he's surcharged with love of Krishna. But he's surcharged with love of Krishna because he has this mood of not trying to compete with Krishna or not trying to set himself up that I'm independently great from Krishna. We see any great devotee, every great devotee is unique. At the same time, they all have similar qualities that they are, that the basic quality of a devotee, that list is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enumerated 26 qualities of a devotee, in which Prabhupada pointed out what is the essential quality of a pure devotee among the 26 that are listed. That is Krishnaika Sharan. He is wholly and solely, fully taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. He doesn't feel any other shelter. He feels, I need shelter. He doesn't feel himself independently powerful, but he feels fully dependent on the mercy of Krishna. And taking that mercy of Krishna, he may do so many things. He may be so bold in the eyes of others, he may be very powerful, but he thinks himself very fallen and meek and fully dependent on the mercy of Krishna. We know that Srila Prabhupada, of course, now we're talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, all the great devotees, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they're all included in this song. Lokanath Goswami, Srinivasa Acharya, Narottam Das, these are all very powerful and great acharyas and great personalities. So we've heard of these personalities when we're singing the song of Narottam Das, but practically we've seen the person of Srila Prabhupada. It's not It's not like reading some stories from the past, but actually at least two of us in this room, probably two of us. No, there's Janaki Mataji also. Any other Prabhupada disciples here? No, at least we saw Prabhupada. So we know, and Prabhupada is present here. So you can all see the videos and hear the tapes. And Prabhupada was in this age a modern acharya. Means the same characteristics as previous acharyas, but showing what is the nature of a pure devotee. In fact, we've actually seen what is the nature of a great acharya. So powerful, so bold, so uncompromising, so fearless, so confident, but at the same time considering himself very small and fully dependent on Krishna's mercy. And that is where he gets his fearlessness, his confidence, his boldness, from the constant sense of always feeling that I am completely insignificant, and he feels like that. Not that he is fully significant because of his attitude of complete dependence on Krishna. But even though externally he may appear to be, even sometimes may appear to be very harsh and hard in his condemnation of materialistic life, but his internal mood is one of feeling himself completely helpless. Even there's one incident, and I believe it was Subhag Maharaj told this to me, that in London, that once Prabhupada had told his disciples that any of you can fall down, but I cannot fall down. Then a few days later, Prabhupada was praying to Radha Landanishwar. And some devotee was bold enough to ask, what were you praying, Prabhupada? And I wouldn't ask that. But he was bold enough. What were you praying? And Prabhupada said, I was praying to Krishna that I will never fall down. And then the devotee asked, well, Prabhupada, just a few days ago you told that you could never fall down. Prabhupada said, because I'm always praying that I can never fall down. Therefore I can never fall down. So actually there's no question of any of these great acharyas ever falling down. But their mood is like that, but they're always praying like that. They're always praying to Krishna. Prarthana kare shada. Always praying, the prayerful mood. That please protect me, please look after me, please guide my steps, just like Krishna told Arjuna. He told Arjuna, all throughout the Bhagavad Gita, he's telling Arjuna, you fight, you fight, you fight. Then he, in one verse, he gives a little clue. Nimittamatram bhava sabhyasacha. Actually, you're not going to fight. You are simply to become an instrument in my hands, that's all. You're not the doer. But you can agree to be my servant and do what I want you to do, and I will guide you. So this is a devotee's prayer. Not that when we hear that we should be constantly praying, it doesn't mean that we go away for prayer retreats. Krishna didn't say to Arjuna, you go away for a prayer retreat. He said, no, go out there and fight. But fight always thinking of me. Now we may think, well, that's easy enough for Arjuna because he was standing right next to Krishna. But it is possible to forget Krishna even if you're standing right next to him. And there are instances of pujaris who are in Maya. There are instances, Krishna, he was there. He was present. So many people saw him. Duryodhana saw him. Kamsa saw him. Jarasandha saw him. They all saw him, they were next to him, but they were not Krishna conscious. They were opposite consciousness. There's the case of Kala Krishnadas. He was traveling alone with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only he and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Kala Krishnadas fell into Maya. How is that possible? Because even though he was directly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he didn't have the attitude, or he lost the attitude of always thinking himself dependent on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wasn't constantly in the prayerful mood that please protect me, please save me. Prabhupada comments in the purport, in this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this is a warning that those who are serving the deity or those who are serving the spiritual master should be very careful not to become familiar, because familiarity breeds contempt. That one may start to think, even in the case of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one may start to think, oh, just an ordinary person, and forget what is his position. So one may be directly in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead superficially, and actually not be linked. And one may never even see, just like we see some disciples of Prabhupada, they actually never saw Prabhupada personally. They're initiated by him. Especially there are quite a few in Canada, in Western Canada, who at that time Prabhupada didn't go there. And they were initiated by we can say it's not a very traditional system, but then Prabhupada did many things which are not traditional for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. They were initiated by male. So the link is there, transcendental link, eternal spiritual binding link. But they never saw Prabhupada. But they're far more fortunate than many, many who saw him and didn't take up his message at all. I was saying just now in Moscow on the Vyasa Puja Day of Srila Prabhupada, that many people all over the world saw Prabhupada. Prabhupada spoke to thousands of people and he told them all, surrender to Krishna, take up Krishna's service. So I was saying that all of you, because there were no Prabhupada disciples, only myself there. So I was saying, all of you, you were very much liked to have seen Prabhupada and personally hear him speak, isn't it? And of course they all said yes. And I told them that there are many thousands of people who did personally see Prabhupada and personally heard him. But they are not as fortunate as you. They saw, they heard, but they didn't take it up. You didn't personally see Prabhupada or directly hear. But you are more fortunate because you have taken up his instruction. So this, how to be linked with Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the previous acharyas, Narottam Das, Prabhupada, how to be linked. It's not, certainly when we hear about those of us who are fortunate enough to be, by these acharyas mercies, to have some devotional mood, then naturally when we hear of the wonderful transcendental qualities of these great personalities, we want to be linked with them. We want to have a relationship with them. We want to associate with them. But how to do that? That association comes by placing oneself in the attitude, or having the attitude of, please accept me as your servant, and praying constantly for their mercy. Otherwise, even if one personally has the association but doesn't have that mood, then one may not actually have the mercy of these personalities. So this mood, Narottam Das is teaching us by his own example. He's personally feeling that he's constantly praying, constantly remembering all the great acharyas and praying for their mercy. And like I said, not on a prayer retreat. It's not that he's only praying, but he's very active in the world also. But with this prayerful mood, this is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught everyone to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And what is the meaning of this Maha Mantra? Well, the meaning is unlimited. Prabhupada very concisely and precisely defined what is the meaning of the Maha Mantra. That my, oh Krishna, oh energy of Krishna, Radharani, please engage me in your service. This is a prayer. The Maha Mantra is to be uttered in this prayerful mood. And if we utter the Maha Mantra in this prayerful mood, and that is real chanting. There are various ways we can chant. There are many expert singers who can sing very beautifully and sweetly, but that is not necessarily as pleasing to Krishna as even someone who may not sing very sweetly, by according to the voice. But what is the motive of the devotee? How is the devotee praying? Prabhupada explained so wonderfully that how to chant Hare Krishna. What is the mood we should chant Hare Krishna in? Prabhupada gave the example, just like a child calling for the mother. Because the child feels and actually is completely helpless and completely dependent on the mercy of the mother. So in this way, a devotee prays, not thinking that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Of course, a devotee may make plans to engage in Krishna service and should do so. But at the same time, always thinking that Krishna, I'm completely dependent on your mercy. Please protect me. Please help me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also praying like this as he wandered in South India. He was praying, Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Pahima. Krishna, please protect me. Rama, please maintain me. Because the sannyasi has no house, no fixed food, shelter, no such thing. So it may appear that why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praying like this? That please protect me, please maintain me. It's not simply on the bodily platform, but praying that please maintain me in devotional service as we are moving in this material world, which actually it's a very dangerous place. This material world is very dangerous for everybody because padang padang yadvipadang natesham, there's always danger. Physically, there's danger at any moment. You don't know. Death may come, or some accident may come, or some horrible thing may happen. So physically, it's very dangerous. And even if we live a relatively comfortable and incident-free life, still it's very dangerous because we have to accept another birth and suffer repeated birth and death. So this material world is very dangerous, but a devotee sees this material world as dangerous in another way, apart from the fact that in this material world there are always physical dangers and there's all the ever-present danger of repeated birth and death. But for a devotee, he sees above that there's another danger. There's the danger of losing his Krishna consciousness. When a devotee is moving in this material world, then he's moving, trying to serve Krishna, thinking how to serve Krishna. But at the same time, there are so many allurements of Maya. Maya is calling. And in the modern age, the advertising industry has become as agent of Maya. That Maya is anyway calling, enjoy this, enjoy that, enjoy this, come here, come. But the advertising industry has put Maya on turbo, by turbo drive, by they're putting posters everywhere and so many different ways they're trying to get your attention. Now they have advertisements with no name of any company or any product. They're so intelligent, so that you look and think, what's it trying to advertise? And then you come around the corner and then they got you. Then they have the name, something like this. So many intelligent ways. There's so much good intelligence is going into selling beer and chewing gum and what else? Socks and cigarettes and all kinds of things. Cigarettes and stuff. Yeah. So Maya is always alluring. So a devotee who's moving in this world is praying to Krishna, please protect me. Please help me to remember you. Because if we don't remember Krishna, if we're not praying to Krishna for his mercy, therefore, as Prabhupada said, we may fall down at any moment. It's very dangerous. This material world is very dangerous. So a devotee has to imbibe this prayerful attitude. Again, not going on a prayer retreat or not becoming a mystic, dreamy-eyed, simply praying, but very active in this world, but at the same time praying very intensely to Krishna, please help me in this very, because we're feeling it's very difficult. Actually, as Prabhupada many times said, Krishna consciousness is very easy. And it is, it's very easy. There's nothing difficult about it. If we want to go very deeply into philosophy, that is also there. There's very, very deep philosophy, and we can get absorbed in that also. But even if we're not so much intellectually inclined or whatever, Krishna consciousness is a very easy and blissful process. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And there are various services we can do. Singing, chanting for Krishna, preaching in various ways, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, decorating the deity very nicely, cooking for Krishna, teaching children for Krishna. There are so many things we can do. And basically, Krishna consciousness is very, very simple, very, very pleasing, very joyful. Nothing difficult about it. As Prabhupada would often say, what is the difficulty? There's a very nice lecture, a famous verse, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto. This verse, Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, bow down to me, in this way you will come to me. So Prabhupada opened his lecture by saying, so, what is the difficulty? Is it difficult to think of Krishna? No. Of course, for Prabhupada, it's not difficult. And it's not difficult for us either, but we're such fools and rascals that we're finding it difficult. The difficulty, that is the difficulty. That we are simply fools and rascals. So we may find, actually, there's nothing difficult about Krishna consciousness. But we are finding some difficulty to think of Krishna because we're looking to see what the next advert is around the corner. We're enticed by this Maya in various ways. What is this interesting thing Maya has got to offer us? So in this way, we become attached to Maya, or rather, due to long bad habit over many, many lifetimes, we are attracted to Maya in various forms. So Krishna consciousness means a change of consciousness, change of heart. Instead of thinking, Ishvaraham Aham Bhogi, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. That Sa Ishvara, Sa Bhagavan, Swayam Krishna. Krishna, He is the supreme controller. He is the enjoyer. Bhuktaram Yagya Tapasam. Krishna, He is the supreme enjoyer. So to change from this consciousness, it may take some time, and not simply time, but it requires some endeavor on our part also. That means we have to follow the process of Krishna consciousness, sadhana bhakti. This sadhana bhakti, there are various rules and regulations. One should chant the Hare Krishna mantra, one should associate with devotees, one should perform various activities such as kirtan and attending the aratis and so many things. But what is the essence of all this sadhana? It's not simply, sometimes we hear devotees say that, well, it seems something like a ritualistic or mechanical kind of religious system. Sometimes they say like that. So if someone feels like this, this means they haven't picked up the essence. And actually, I know myself, my mother for some time used to take me to church every day. So I was feeling, this is, I didn't like it actually, because this is simply some rituals and mechanical and very boring waste of time, I used to think. Sorry to say. But actually it was in the sense that those who were conducting it, they didn't communicate to me this feeling that why are we saying these prayers? That's part of the Christian Mass is Kyrie eleison, or O Lord, have mercy. It's the same thing actually in the Catholic Mass. That Lord have mercy. But it's the mood the present followers, at least the ones I came in contact, they weren't able to communicate to me. This feeling of our feeling of dependence on the Lord. When they're praying to the Lord, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, give me this day our daily bread and our, you know, a little extra for beer also. And no, actually the priests, they're mostly drinking wine. I didn't see them drinking beer. Mostly wine. Maybe a little more sophisticated. See, so, but what is the meaning of the Lord's mercy? Just like we know that sometimes people used to come to Prabhupada. There's that famous story, Prabhupada was riding on the train, and one man in South India, one man came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, please give me your blessing. Prabhupada said, this is my blessing. You take up this cloth. He didn't want that blessing. He left the compartment without taking any blessings. So that mercy, that why we're taking up sadhana bhakti, we're hearing about Krishna, who is Krishna, what is my relationship with him, how I need, this is my real need, to come close to Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, that we have in devotional services technically classified as sambandha, abhideya and prayojam. Sambandha means understanding what is our relationship with Krishna. Abhideya means following the principles of bhakti yoga. And prayojan means this which is our necessity. What is our real need? Our real need is nothing to do with this body. The doctor may say, you need vitamin tablets. Or you need more rest. Or the advertisers will tell us, you need a BMW car. And we may think, yes, I need a BMW car. So they are saying what we need, but what we actually need is love of Krishna. Of course, even when we're serving Krishna, because we have to serve with these bodies, we may need vitamin tablets. Or we may need some kind of car, maybe not a BMW, but some car to drive here and there in Krishna's service. But our ultimate need is to develop love of Krishna. This is our need. So we hear about this, and then when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How are we chanting? That shouldn't be mechanical. When we're performing this sadhana, it shouldn't. Mechanical means we're just doing it as a ritual without really understanding what we are doing, why we're doing. What are we saying? We're praying to Krishna. Please, Krishna, bestow upon me the gift of pure devotional service. Actually, we're praying to Krishna. Please engage me in your service. That we're asking Krishna that we want a relationship with him. Please give part of yourself to me. That's what, it's no small thing. To ask to engage in Krishna's service is not a small thing, because that service, what kind of service? It's not like someone goes door to door looking for a job. Please give me service. Who's looking for a job? They're looking, what are the terms and conditions? How many pounds a week I will earn? So when we're going to Krishna, we're praying Hare Krishna, and then Krishna's asking, oh, you want to serve me? Yeah, but how much do I get? Not like that. What's the pay? Not like that. But we're asking for a Shulka Dasika. The gopis, they advertise themselves to Krishna, that we are unpaid servants. We are slaves. So this is our offer to Krishna. You engage me in your service, and what do you want? Krishna will ask, no, I don't want anything. It must be something you want. You know, everything is done for something. No, I don't want anything. It means you don't want anything material, then Krishna has to give. All right. Then you have to take me. You have to take a relationship with Krishna. That if we give to Krishna, then Krishna, he will give himself to us. If we go to the temple and we pray to Krishna, please give me more money. Krishna may give. He may do. But he won't give himself. He already got the money. Take it. Go. Be happy. And you won't be happy. But if we serve Krishna without any personal desire, then Krishna will give himself. And this is the ambition of a devotee. Devotee is very ambitious. He doesn't want to be the proprietor of the world. He's more ambitious than Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu wanted to control the whole world. Devotee is not interested. No. Let me become the servant of Krishna. But that is his ambition, to become an associate of Krishna. It's very high ambition, because by this, one actually, he becomes in a much bigger position than Hiranyakashipu or Lord Brahma. By getting the mercy of Krishna. But at the same time, a devotee is not serving Krishna so that I can get a big position. A devotee is always praying like this: let me be the servant of your servant, of your servant, of your servant. Devotee always thinks of himself very humble. This is his only prayer. That why does he want a relationship with Krishna? Well, we hear that from Bhagavad Gita, we hear Krishna is the supreme great. Krishna's constitutional position is to be the supreme lord, and our constitutional position is to serve him. So we should serve on that basis, philosophical understanding. But actually, real bhakti is not based on that understanding. Real bhakti is based certainly on the understanding he is the Supreme Lord, I am his servant, it is my constitutional position to serve him. That is our duty. This morning I was talking about our duty. We all have duties. So it is the duty of the jiva to serve Krishna because he is the Supreme Lord. But over and above duty is the natural feeling of love that a devotee has for Krishna. In sadhana bhakti, we perform activities because we have accepted this process, that now I have to rise early, I have to chant, I have to do this much service. But who is actually developing love for Krishna, they don't do simply by duty. That now I'm supposed to do minimum 6 hours service. Okay, 6 hours finished, bus finished. Now I'm going to go and paint my toenails or something like this. No, I have to serve Krishna, not setting a minimum 6 hours. Okay, finished 6 hours. I've done my service to Krishna. It's not that if you, at the end of life, you see, okay, now I did every day 6 hour service to Krishna, so Krishna should take me back to Godhead. If we have such an attitude, we won't go back to Godhead, because Krishna wants satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha duravrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Krishna doesn't say that my devotees, they are engaged in my service for 6 hours a day. Krishna says all the time, 24 hours a day. These are my devotees. Always endeavoring. We'll find this satatam kirtayantama. Ananyas chintayantama. That always thinking of me. Without any deviation. Manmana, this Krishna says, think of me. Prabhupada translates, always think of me. Because that is implicit in Krishna's statement. So, a devotee is simply giving himself to Krishna in an attitude of love. Ultimately, bhakti is not based on rules and regulations. Rules and regulations are required because we don't have love. But that these rules and regulations, they are meant to bring out our dormant, natural, loving feelings for Krishna. So this is the prayer of a devotee. Devotee is always praying to Krishna, please bless me that I can develop this taste for serving you. That is the desire of a devotee, and feeling always dependent upon Krishna. Please help me. I'm helpless in this very dangerous material world. Ai nanda tanja kingarang patitang maang vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankajas titha dhuli sadrishang vichintaya. Devotee is feeling, I'm very fallen and nastily fallen in this very dangerous material world. So Krishna, please pick me up, please protect me and place me in the dust of your lotus feet. So this is a prayer of a devotee, and devotees can cultivate or should cultivate this mood of always, whatever we're doing, always in a mood praying to Krishna, Krishna, please help me to serve you. And although in this material world everyone is trying to find a comfortable situation, the devotee is always trying to do more and more for Krishna and not looking for where is my comfort. Because if we have this mood, we're taking on difficulties in serving Krishna, then certainly we will have to pray to Krishna. If we try to do that which is very difficult, because we all have individual capacities, so if we take on some difficulties or some responsibility in service to Krishna, then we have to pray to Krishna, please help me to perform this service for you. And especially those who are trying to preach Krishna consciousness, especially go among non-devotees, and then naturally they must pray to Krishna, that Krishna, please protect me, and please give me the intelligence to inspire these persons to take up your message. So devotees should always pray to Krishna, not only personally, that Krishna, please protect me, please help me, please bless me with love for you. But a devotee is also thinking about all the persons who are not as fortunate as he has to have taken up devotional service. So a devotee is also praying to Krishna, that Krishna, please help these conditioned souls, and please help us to be instruments in your service to uplift these conditioned souls. So in the whole life of a devotee is this prayerful mood, that even though he may appear to be very active and very resourceful, doing so many things, but internally a devotee feels himself completely helpless, just like a child. Prabhupada gave that example. A child in the lap of his mother, feeling completely dependent. I'm dependent on your mercy. So with this mood, a devotee is himself protected. And a devotee is also, by praying for the mercy of Krishna, a devotee is also able to act as an instrument to fulfill Krishna's desire. And a devotee is able to help others to come to Krishna also. So a devotee is praying, Krishna, please help me to serve you. And a devotee is also praying to Krishna, please help all these others to come to Krishna consciousness. Seeing how others are suffering without Krishna. Often because, after all, it's Kali Yuga and everyone's mind is disturbed, and taking up Krishna consciousness means to declare war on the material energy. So practicing Krishna consciousness, it may also have its trials. We may go through various stages in our devotional life where sometimes it may appear very difficult due to maya or whatever it may be. But even if a devotee is feeling some difficulties, we should know this is a test given by Krishna. And we should also know that however difficult we may be finding things, we should know that we are so fortunate to have taken to Krishna consciousness, to have this opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, to serve Krishna under the guidance of his great acharyas in the association of his devotees. And seeing the position of non-devotees, that however difficult we may find our position, compared to the non-devotees, we are so very, very, very fortunate. Devotees should always consider this. And therefore pray to Krishna, please protect me, not to fall again to that position, which is possible. It's not impossible. We have to be realistic also. And also praying that how can these persons who are now not thinking of you, they're devoid of any knowledge or consciousness of you, how can they come to Krishna consciousness? So devotees, they're praying like this, and not only praying, but engaging in activities to help others come to Krishna. That is the purpose of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. One of the main purposes is a society organized to help others come to Krishna. So we see here now in Leicester, by the arrangement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a very good scope for spreading Krishna consciousness. It's not simply due to various political, socio-demographic factors that there happen to be so many people favorable to our movement, particularly the Gujarati community. It's not simply by chance that they all happen to be congregated here. And of course, not only the Gujaratis, but so many people who are favorable to Krishna consciousness. So now we see here that after many years of struggle, the Krishna consciousness movement in Leicester seems prepared for a great renaissance. Of course, we have that term renaissance in European history, but actually it was more like a plunge downwards. They call it the Age of Enlightenment. It means when they became more atheistic gradually. Anyway, in the original use of the word, it appears that now the time is ripe for this Krishna conscious movement to expand broadly. People are very eager to take this up, and devotees are also coming together nicely to spread Krishna consciousness more and more and more. So we can pray also to Krishna. We must pray to Krishna, otherwise nothing will be successful. That Krishna, you please bless our attempts to spread your message here. Of course, we want to see that Krishna consciousness is spread all over the world, but everyone has particular duties in different places. So Krishna sends different devotees in different places, just like I was saying, Narottam Das. He was preaching in Bengal, and his disciples, on his order, they preach widely throughout what is now known as Assam and also Manipur and all these places. So he was there. And Prabhupada said, when someone suggested that, very strange suggestion, that they suggested that, well, not suggestive, they said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached all over the world, so did not do so. So why did this Bhaktivedanta Swami go all over the world? Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not preach all over the world because he wanted to give me the credit. So Prabhupada preached all over the world, and he sent disciples in different places. And some he told, you stay there and preach all your life. So Prabhupada, there's one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Prabhupada speaks of Prabhu Datta Desh, that different devotees are sent to different places to preach. So by the arrangement of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those of you who are from Leicester or based here, you're all here now, we can understand that this is by the arrangement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So no doubt you're all praying very intensely to Prabhupada and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that please shower your mercy upon us so that we can be instruments in showering your mercy in this place. Let us pray like that. There's so much can be done, as people are eager to take up Krishna conscious. They want to know more. They appreciate this. So it's very nice time now. So let us pray to Prabhupada, all the great acharyas, that let something wonderful be done for Krishna here. Our general prayer is, yes, let myself be saved, let all the world be Krishna conscious, but we have our specific service also. And your specific service is here. So let us pray for that. And there can also be some transcendental competition. There's cooperation in Krishna consciousness, and there's competition also. So we see now that after many years of Bhaktivedanta Manor has become established as a great pilgrimage place throughout England. But there is Krishna consciousness outside of Lechmore Heath also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Krishna consciousness spread in every town and village in the world. And apart from Lechmore Heath, there are other places in England. So it's up to the devotees in other towns and villages, and this is quite a big city. 10th biggest city in Britain, I believe, Leicester is. So it's a pretty big city. So you can cooperate with the other small centers and at the same time compete. Who is going to make the biggest impact? Actually, you should make the biggest impact because you have good advantage. You have good supporters here. And you have a head start. You have a good little team here. So we're expecting great things in Leicester. Great things means that so many people will be chanting Hare Krishna and praying to Krishna. Please engage me in your service. So let's see what wonderful things can be done for Krishna. At the same time, we have to remember that spreading Krishna consciousness, there are various factors involved, bringing people together and building buildings and collecting funds and having festivals. But this mood, we always have to remember that along with expanding quantitatively, we have to expand with quality also. And quality, or as Prabhupada said, purity is the essence. So this is a very wonderful thing of Prabhupada, that even though he spread Krishna consciousness very widely and very vastly, but he always kept the essence. He communicated this to everybody, that what is the mood of a devotee? That the mood of a devotee is that we are simply praying for Krishna's mercy. That we may be doing so many wonderful things in Krishna's service, but devotee thinks, I am simply very fallen and simply dependent on the mercy of Guru, Krishna, and the Vaishnavas. So this mood we want to spread. Let everyone take this up in their hearts, that I am servant of Krishna, I am simply praying for his mercy. So this very humble and prayerful, devotional mood, this is the mood of a devotee, and this is to be communicated. Hare Krishna. Any questions about this?
Sometimes when, especially in the Grihastha Ashram...
Speak a little loudly so everyone can hear. Huh?
Like when we're in Grihastha Ashram, we go there, we have to do like mundane jobs. How do you actually relate that to Krishna consciousness? You say that everything we do, we offer to Krishna.
Everything we do, we offer to Krishna. How do we offer in our mundane jobs? Well, it can be very difficult. Actually, Prabhupada, he recommended that householders, as a general policy, he recommended something which we haven't widely taken up, is that we develop our own communities where we work with devotees only. This means land-based communities. But it is possible to maintain Krishna consciousness in such circumstances. Possible. One thing is that we should offer some of the results, namely the income for spreading Krishna consciousness. Apart from that, if we make a good effort, we can be Krishna conscious at work also. There are various things one can do. Just like chanting Hare Krishna at work. Maybe depends on what kind of work you're doing. If you have a desk job, then you could put Krishna's pictures of Krishna on your desk or on your computer or whatever. Greet your workmates with Hare Krishna. You could wear tilak to work. It's not impossible. I mean, you do. That's good. So there are various methods by which one give books of Krishna prasad, yeah, all these things to others. Try to infiltrate the workplace with Krishna consciousness. Then your workplace becomes your preaching field.
You know, if a devotee is elevated, right, I say for many years, and then he falls at one point, and then he dies at that point, does he come back and dead into the material plane, or is he assumed?
A devotee is always under the protection of Krishna. If someone's been practicing Krishna consciousness, but at the time of passing away has fallen away from that standard, then in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that such a person gets the opportunity to take birth again in a situation where they can easily revive their Krishna consciousness and go on to attain perfection. So such a person is always under the protection of Krishna. So Hare Krishna, I'm going to have to cut out here and head off for Coventry. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Want to show about the books? Yeah, one thing I'm going to announce, those of you